The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In Kalamazoo. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you, so listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which really is a very important message. Alive and Well is there for you to be alive and well. You have such an incredible array of magnificent products and healthy organic, whether it's proteins and vegetables and combinations. All of those different combinations, wonderful things are there at Alive and Well. And right next to us is the broth cafe at Alive and Well, broad spectrum broth, because that includes a zillion wonderful organic food choices of all types and every single day.
What do you mean right next to us?
I mean they're right there. There's Alive
and
Well.
In the same building.
In the same beautiful.
In the same room.
Oh, and air conditioning and lovely floor. And
beautiful a marble countertop.
Marble countertops and seating and magnificent choices of incredible organic foods, high concentration local organic vegetable juices of all different types, and we're so grateful for the local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get that fresh produce brought in so many ways, used in the varied recipes and also in the juices, only in glass served, really magnificent.
And we have incredible servers, people who really attend to your desires and wants, food-wise, drink-wise, whatever it might be, okay? It's not a, here's the list, 1 through 10, take your pick, a number. No, whatever you desire, they will create for you. Wonderful. Out of organic substances.
That's
okay?
Exactly right.
The most indulgent, trying to please and provide. That's the whole idea of Alive and Well.
That's right. And, you know, again, when I was saying about the broad spectrum, it's really true, because one thing, we certainly don't impose whether your choice is vegan, vegetarian, or you want the wild fish or the organic chickens or meats. All of those choices are there for you, organic. And you get to choose, and there are dishes that go right along with that, plus free of allergens, mm-hmm. et cetera. And you know, it's interesting, because every Wednesday, this is a rule at Alive and Well, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Alive and Well, our wonderful juice director, Nora, gives out the great samples of our fresh, nourishing, organic juices and our organic smoothies, all full of those great organic ingredients.
So come in on Wednesdays from 11 to 2 and get juiced.
Juiced and smoothied.
And smoothied.
And that's free. That's right. Free. They're free and given to you, and you're so happy. And she also gives you great information about which things to do. And she's also the juice director of detoxification and cleanses.
Amen.
That's there too. So you sample these smoothies and you sample these juices every Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m. You've got to come and be there. Now, would you please talk about the vortex. Get vortex, dear.
I'm text.
Get the vortex.
Call me text.
Talk the vortex.
I'm text the water man. Folks, have you ever really tasted water? What you taste out of a faucet isn't really water. It's wet, yeah. So it kind of qualifies as water, but water is good old-fashioned water, was highly vortex. That is, the molecules in water are dancing. I don't dance, but my molecules do when they're in a glass, okay?
And the whole idea
of hydrogen and oxygen, and that makes that delicious concoction called water.
That's right, the water, vortex water.
It dances on your taste buds, it dances in your molecules through every cell in your body.
It rearranges
what hydrogen and oxygen are supposed to be doing for you.
That's right.
Remember, it's revitalized water.
Okay. And Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in medicine because he talked about high oxygenation in the water and all, and how it can, that hardly a disease, not even cancer, can exist. This is so many years ago, and this is high oxygenation water. I can't make a claim about the cancer, but I can. High oxygenation for a wonderful
It's also a high hydrogen water.
Yes, it is.
Hydrogen can't make it without oxygen.
No, hydrogen,
and water is waiting for hydrogen to become water.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know, maybe we have been waiting for this, but finally this has come out. And loads of giggly girls right now, loads of giggly girls
are going to be
so happy right now.
Are we talking
about
4-year-old giggly girls?
I want you to listen to the giggly girl that's going to tell this and the rest of the giggly girls. We have completely outdanced, outsmarted, outjumped, and outgiggled the guys today. We're number one, gals. Get up on there and start giggling and realizing we have done it, number one. And here's this big-time study just published in May 2024. This study, this is a medical study, reveals women laugh more than men.
You know why?
Oh, he has to break in on this.
Don't make
one.
It a sexist thing.
It is a sexist thing.
No. Men are more easily laughed at than are women.
Well, I can maybe be up there and laugh at you for something.
I'm providing you with lots of raw material to just giggle your little brains out.
Thank you so much, dear. Wow, you have kind of, you're trying to outdance me and outstep me, but here's the study. A recent study from Karl Landsteiner, University of Health Sciences in Austria. Well, I guess they didn't do it here in the U.S.
That's nothing to laugh about.
Has revealed whether women or men laugh more. Researchers monitored participants over 4 weeks, highlighting notable patterns in both men's and women's laughter habits. The researchers reported that women laugh more than men, especially as they age, and are more likely to giggle later in the evening. Men, however, laugh less as they grow older. You telling me something I don't know? They laugh less?
Okay,
here it
is. What is this old woman sitting next to me? What's she giggling about? What's the laugh?
So let's get to what they got to.
Okay.
They laugh less as they grow older, okay? Is that why they did those movies, Grumpy Men and Grumpy Old Men?
I guess so.
Okay.
Men
on
grow
average,
grumpier and women grow gigglier.
On average, they have to. It's called survival tactic.
That's right.
On average, participants experienced 2.5 belly laughs a day and a fit of laughter every 4 days. Personality traits also play a role, with conscientious individuals laughing more than their shy peers. Happiness increased by 25% at the time of a belly laugh and by about 33% a third after a fit of laughter. Laughter boosts happiness and life satisfaction, reinforcing the idea that laughter is indeed beneficial for our well-being, said the experts.
Beautiful. I love it.
And so therefore that supports what I've said for always, that laughter is the best medicine. And remember when I was growing up with all the comedy shows, that's what all of those leading, Milton Berle and all the others, all said, that laughter is the best medicine.
But who was the guy who wrote the article, the book, Laughter is the Best Medicine?
I don't know. Maybe Gary does. But I don't have that information right now. Nevertheless,
I don't either.
Nevertheless,
It was a regular talk show.
And then I just saw the other night on a little quote that said that Milton Berle said, "Laughter is like a trip to Miami." Well, he was actually saying that because it's New York and the cold and the weather and everything else. It's just like going on a vacation. That laughter gives you vacation
that's
of
right.
the spirit. But again, that's what we did all the time when I was a kid, a little kid, and my father would turn on the comedy shows. Laughter, the best medicine.
I love it.
Okay.
Because that moment of laughter, that moment of elation, that moment of glee is like a vacation.
It is. It really is.
It really is.
But also, they said it had profound effects positively on everything, okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe it doesn't have the same profound effect that dancing does, but I don't want you to give me your expertise on dancing, okay? Is that okay? No expertise on dancing, all right?
It says here,
okay.
Laughter is the best medicine was in Proverbs 7:22.
Oh, Gary. Bravo.
Biblical.
Bravo.
All right.
Gary just gave it was in Proverbs in the Bible. My God, the Proverbs established. Thank you, Gary. Yeah. Laughter is the best medicine.
And while you're at it, Gary, could you find the guy who wrote the book, Laughter is the Best Medicine?
Okay.
I mean, besides the Bible, okay?
Oh, my.
It was a modern thing in the last 30 years.
Well,
or
anyway,
so.
Thank you, Gary, for telling it actually was. A proverb. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's not taking away from Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine a zillion years ago, that said, let your food be your medicine.
Okay. Okay. Well, laughter is food for the soul.
It certainly is.
For sure.
Well, speaking, I don't want to get into, but I have to get into, because this is big top news, just reported in June this year. Three brands of fruit pouches are recalled. Taken off the market for toxic lead contamination.
Why aren't they discovered before they're put on the market?
I agree.
Why does the government wait till people are being poisoned before they finally make some kind of a drag-on decision? Maybe we should take these things off the market.
And these are the children's foods.
I know.
And
I know,
here
honey.
It says, this is the medical talk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a recall for Wanabana, apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches after they were found to contain high lead levels.
Uh-huh.
Two brands, Schnucks and Weiss, were also recalled. Children who consumed the lead-contaminated fruit pouches experienced symptoms including headaches, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, changes in activity level, and anemia. According to the UNICEF report, United Nations International, the UNICEF?
I don't know.
1 in 3 children have elevated levels of lead in their blood, 1 in 3, and 800 million children globally.
And where are they getting it?
Are at serious risk due to lead exposure. Then the doctors said here, N-acetylcysteine can help detoxify lead from your body, they say. It is also crucial to pinpoint the local source of lead to prevent its detrimental impacts. NAC, we have read that before, is well known, that incredible antioxidant, to help detoxify lead. And when we're looking here, 800 million children globally are seriously at risk due to lead exposure? Unbelievable.
Not that they don't intentionally eat lead. They're being fed in their food supply.
Absolutely.
Like we're being fed, get this number, folks. What holistic, I don't make these things up. The holistic physicians as a whole say there are 60,000 chemicals added to our environment since the end of World War II.
Yes.
Since 1945, 1950. What are those chemicals doing? Advancing the chemical industry, replacing natural fertilizers, replacing natural biological activities in the soil and in the plants and in the food that you eat. So what are we getting?
Right.
We're now told that the sun is a danger to your health. The sun has been around for hundreds of billions of years, and all of a sudden we're told by the government that the sun is no longer healthy because you might get skin cancer. you might get something else. Who says that? Industry says that, because that's why they spray the clouds with mercury and lead and all kinds of reflective metals to reflect the sunlight back into outer space to protect you.
Well, here, but this again, talking about how toxic a simple little, what seems to be an innocent and simple little thing given to kids, you know,
yeah.
Oh, they're thirsty, they will give this.
Yeah.
And these are the doctors are saying fruit pouches aren't as great as they seem to be. Aside from being an inferior substitute for real organic fruits,
yes,
and, you know, these seemingly harmless snacks can mess up your child's health seriously as they are found to be contaminated, listen, with extremely high levels of lead. A little thing that you take in a tiny little container. According to the Food and Drug Administration doing this here, I'll give this to you. Lead is toxic to humans and can affect people of any age or health status. Mm-hmm. Protecting children from exposure to lead is important to lifelong good health, says the Food and Drug Administration. Could you read it from here?
Can I read it from here? Absolutely, okay. Honey. Okay, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Healthy Holistic Living reported that cases of severe lead poisoning linked to these fruit pouches are identified in more than 5 states, including Arizona, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, and North Carolina. Does that mean they don't exist in the other states?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think
so. That's just when they investigated, and all those millions, come on.
Wanabana, then voluntarily, that's the name of one of those things, voluntarily recalled their fruit puree pouches, which were sold in grocery chains like Dollar Tree, as well as online retailers like Amazon. Following these findings, the FDA also issued a recall for 2 more brands of fruit pouches, Schnucks, cinnamon-flavored applesauce pouches and variety pack, and Weiss cinnamon applesauce pouches. As reported by Healthy Holistic Living, quote, Schnucks, one of the affected brands, reported that its supplier, Purcell International, notified them of elevated levels of lead found in the cinnamon raw material used by Astrofood SAS, the manufacturer of the applesauce cinnamon pouches. Consumers who have purchased the recalled apple cinnamon fruit pouches are urged to discard them immediately and refrain from consuming them. Why discard them? Take them back and try to get your money back. Why throw them away? You've been screwed out of your money. Why be screwed out of your health? Anyway, that's what they talk about. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that that we're getting to read this and that this is at least coming out to the public. But again, think about that. Think about that the next time you're shopping around and you see pouches around. Don't risk anyone's health, but especially your children. And think about what the UNICEF report that 800 million children globally are at serious risk due to lead exposure,
mm-hmm.
and that we can't even talk about how toxic that is. We have to get rid of that.
And while you're at it, while you're thinking about getting rid of the pouches, consider this. Get rid of the GMOs, the genetically modified organisms, what are so poisonous, are so deleterious to human health, but they're a big boon for the chemical industry. And the FDA and the Department of Agriculture says, big boon for chemicals, hooray, hooray. But they're also, the Justice Department is allowing lawsuits against Bayer Aspirin, who owns the trademark on genetically modified organisms. Roundup is the perfect example.
The real killer, the real killer.
Bayer owns hundreds of millions of dollars for people who filed against the deleterious effects of GMOs. But the government still allows GMOs to be put in anything and everything. It's up to you to file a lawsuit to get any kind of retribution for ill health development.
Right. And
folks, it's beyond comprehension.
You know, just as they, we have talked so often about the advantages, again, thinking about the advantage of NAC and what it can do, that wonderful nutrient, again, for the lungs, the liver, et cetera, and the kidneys, everything else. But here's also Dr. David Brownstein is reporting on the glutathione is the protection against oxidation. And what he's talking about, he was reporting about another medical doctor's work, Dr. Paul Anderson, MD, presented information about glutathione produced in the human body and protects cells from oxidation damage while aiding detoxification. Depleted glutathione levels cause inflammation by increasing production of pro-inflammatory mediators. Reduced glutathione levels leads to many diseases as well as contributing to overall health decline. Now listen to what he says. Glutathione is needed to produce healthy red blood cells and mitochondria. To maintain healthy glutathione, cofactors need to be optimized, including NAC again, vitamin C, magnesium, zinc, vitamin B5, alpha-lipoic acid, and cardio-CoQ10, says Dr. David Brownstein and Dr. Paul Anderson.
And cardio-CoQ10 is a far superior form of CoQ10.
That's right.
That's why the cardio is so important, because it has rejuvenative effects for the heart, for every cell in your body,
right,
but for the heart, for the brain, the vital organs. But NAC, again, helps to other sources talk about NAC for years, N-acetylcysteine, is renowned for rebuilding the liver.
Yes.
And the liver is one of the few organs in your body which has its own innate capability of restoring and rebuilding itself.
Right.
But the terrible toxic load of chemicals and debris and putrefaction products that we breathe and eat in every day of our life, the liver is overtaxed, overworked, and has severe rejuvenative complication problems. But NAC helps to rebuild, restore, renew the liver's capability of producing glutathione.
And I'm glad you brought that up, Dan, because the doctor was summarizing Paul Anderson, MD. Keep in mind, he says, that taking acetaminophen and those toxic over-the-counter pain-killing drugs mm-hmm. immediately lower glutathione levels. And let's not forget that the leading cause of liver failure recognized throughout the country, and the leading cause of liver failure is Tylenol, acetaminophen, and mm-hmm. the over-the-counter pain-killing drugs.
That's right.
Okay? And what did they use in these hospitals as the remedy for the liver failure caused by these drugs and kidney failure? They use NAC
beautiful,
in the hospitals.
Beautiful,
as,
beautiful,
so just
beautiful.
As you said, remembering how toxic to the liver. And I used to say for years and years, deliver the liver, because the liver is the detoxifying agent.
Is it
and
ever?
Right there with the kidneys and everything. The leading cause is those drugs. Okay,
and also,
you're going to say the other classification of drugs, right?
I was going to talk
cholesterol drugs.
Okay.
They cause that liver
absolutely.
Failure too. Okay.
And sugar and diabetes cause the liver problems. Okay. So that's why so many diabetics have liver complications, because the whole metabolism of sugar is so screwed up and befouled in your system that the heavy load of insulin and fats in the system turn to the responsibility of the liver. The liver tries to detoxify all of this garbage. And in the process, the liver itself becomes a fatty liver condition.
That's right, fatty liver disease.
Is also, those things contribute to the elevated liver enzymes.
Right.
And that's dangerous for the liver.
That's
well,
right.
Along comes good old N-acetylcysteine, an amino acid, NAC, and it helps to restore, rebuild, renew the liver. And your lungs and your sinuses. And if you're interested, sometime come by the store. I'll tell you my emphysema story, my chronic obstructive pulmonary disease story. Okay? I've told it many times on the air, but if you want to hear it again, I'm available. Anyway, that's how effective nutrients are. We are created from the food we eat, as
right.
as Hippocrates said many thousands of
and
years ago.
And he was
ago.
No hypocrite, that Hippocrates.
No,
he was
no,
the father
straight
of modern
from the
medicine.
Shoulder, that guy.
And you know,
he
one
said,
of the things
let
that
food
you.
Food be your medicine.
Definitely.
Why? Because that's the only source of real nutrients. Unfortunately, the food industry has altered all of that scenario, so the nutrients aren't in the foods anymore.
Unless we choose organically and make all different choices. Yeah. And you know, one of the very important, remember, and I guess I've gotten tiresome on this, but I always think, and sports was never my big thing except, you know, baseball. Well, that's when I was growing up. We were the Brooklyn Dodgers. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn.
You were a baseball player?
I played baseball with my other buddies.
Really?
We played it at school, and we were big fans of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Go on.
No, I'm a Brooklynite, and we were big fans of Brooklyn Dodgers.
And you admit that?
I admit it. What was I going to talk about? Anyway, so remember in a team,
wasn't hardball. It was softball.
I had that bat there, and I could hit that ball.
It was puffball. It wasn't really baseball.
Wrong. We girls could do it.
Nah.
That was a different... Don't try to tell me the girls couldn't hit the ball.
They can't.
They can't hit the ball.
And
this is another story, Gary's going to turn off the mic.
And boys...
I promise.
And that's why boys laugh themselves silly. So when they get to be old men, they become grumpy. But they laugh themselves silly watching you play baseball.
Thank you very much. How complimentary are you?
Sexist me, baby.
So anyway, the idea of a team, remember the team. Now, what is a tremendous player on that team for the liver, for the brain, for the heart, and everything? It's acetyl L-carnitine. And you brought up, we were brought up the things of fatty liver and liver breakdown. One of the main players to help is acetyl. The acetyl form not only passes the blood-brain barrier to help the brain work better and the heart barrier, but also it works for the liver to help the liver break down toxic triglycerides from sugars and other things that bring up a toxic fat in the liver. It helps the liver to break that down and have everything much more mellifluous and digestible. So acetyl-L-carnitine, a great supportive player with NAC, terrific, you know?
Acetyl-L-carnitine in the brain is the one form of carnitine that the brain allows into the brain. L-carnitine doesn't meet the qualifications that the brain has for carnitine. Acetyl-L-carnitine is the form that the brain uses to create molecular energy, mitochondria, mitochondrial creation of energy. I've said this a million times. Let me say it one more time. Every cell in your body is invisible. Every cell is invisible. You can't see it without a microscope. But within that invisible piece of dust, not even as big as a piece of dust, are in the brain 10,000 invisible mitochondria. What? 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible brain cell. And those mitochondria create energy for just that one invisible cell. But there's 10,000 of them in each cell. How many cells does it take to make a 2 or 3 pound piece of meat between your ears called a brain? That's where the energy comes from.
That's right.
That's what creates the spark of life in your brain. Your eyes are directly connected to your brain. Your eyes see things instantaneously, and your brain interprets them instantaneously. There's no delay. But as you get on in years, your mitochondria in every cell in your body don't perform at the same perfection level they do when you're young. So using the acetyl-L-carnitine, the brain protects itself from L-carnitine and a host of other nefarious components, or even healthy components for the rest of your body, but only lets in acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid.
Right.
Those are the two major amino acids that really activate what? The mitochondria, the little energy-producing, which create you.
That's right. And you know, it's interesting, just at this time, just published now in June 2024, Blaylock, MD, he is reporting about acetyl-L-carnitine, and he says acetyl-L-carnitine prevents arrhythmia after a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say, and he's quoting the studies, acetyl-L-carnitine is a type of molecule that is involved in lipid metabolism. That's what we were just saying, fat
and
metabolism.
Fats, yeah.
Just what we were talking about.
Yeah.
That is, it helps the body burn fat. As far back, he says, as 1983, an article in the medical journal Japanese Circulation Journal explained that acetyl-L-carnitine reduces the incidence of a heart arrhythmia after a vessel in the heart had been blocked and blood flow later reestablished, which can be dangerous because it allows a massive influx of free radicals and lipid peroxidation products to enter the weakened heart muscle. Cardiac arrhythmias are very common after this type of occlusion of a heart blood vessel. I didn't know all of that. That's absolutely fascinating.
But the acetyl L-carnitine
yes.
helps the cells. Again, we're talking microscopic little pieces of put, which create the energy for that one little cell.
That's right.
If that one little cell is more active and alive, then a lot of other little cells in the immediate area being fed by acetyl-L-carnitine are also more active and alive, and they can overcome whatever the health challenge might present.
That's right. And he goes on, acetyl-L-carnitine is 100% safe, and it protects the brain, says the doctor, and other organs and tissues. It also benefits arrhythmias not associated with a heart attack. A more recent article in the journal Life Sciences found that the compound acetyl-L-carnitine was effective for arrhythmias among many other benefits. It has been shown to reduce injury to the heart muscle by toxins, reduce hypertension, high blood pressure, lower high fat levels in the blood, reduce diabetic ketoacidosis, one of the killers, lowers high blood sugar, corrects insulin resistance, and reduces obesity. My gosh! In yet another medical study published in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, that's big time medical, researchers found that acetyl-L-carnitine reduced all-cause mortality, that's death from any reason, by 27%.
Why?
Ventricular arrhythmias were reduced 65% and angina, that terrible heart pain, by 40%.
Why? Why does it do all those things? Because it rejuvenates the life-creating activity of every cell in your heart. Also your brain. Also your liver. But the mitochondria keep the muscle of the heart strong. As you get on in years, your mitochondria get aged as well as you do. And when they die off, and you don't have the heart vigor and strength that you had when you were young. An 18-year-old, a 6-year-old has more mitochondrial activity than a 75 or 85-year-old person. Why? Because the 75 or 85 mitochondria are older and not quite as active as they were. But by using acetyl-L-carnitine, by getting rid of the junk in your diet, the excess sugars and carbohydrates and inflammatory components and chemicals, your body is allowed to create life as it used to create it if you feed it the raw materials.
Right. And he, you know, you're going to love this because he's doing a guy thing right now. And he's saying a guy thing right now.
Oh, he's going to get grumpy.
No, he's kind of upbeat. He's not grumpy on this one, says Dr. Blaylock, and he's writing about the acetyl-L-carnitine thing.
Okay, yeah,
and
let's
here
hear
he
that.
Goes.
Let's hear that.
I wrote previously, says the doctor, about acetyl-L-carnitine's ability to prevent muscle loss in older men. Wow, guys, in older men. What's with this acetyl-L-carnitine not loving me as much? It may be great for my heart and everything, but just muscle loss in older men? Okay, here it goes.
He doesn't take you seriously because you're giggling a lot.
Okay. It was also found to reduce muscle soreness after exercise and reduce oxidative stress that often occurs with exercise. Medical researchers also observed a significant increase in high antioxidant capacity after prolonged supplementation with the compound.
Here's something else. You're doing these exercises. You're working out because it's so good to give your body exercise and good blood circulation. But again, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with older cells. And older cells don't have the vitality that younger cells have. Unless you want to start taking acetyl-L-carnitine, say the holistic cardiologist. Unless you want to take our alpha-lipoic acid, say the holistic cardiologist. These things restore the vitality of every minuscule microscopic piece of mitochondria in every cell. And that creates energy for that one cell. But again, How many cells does it take to make a brain? How many cells does it make to create a little 9-ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest called a heart that beats 100,000 times a day and pumps 2,000 gallons of blood every day? That's some mighty, mighty mitochondria that are doing that. So get rid of the junk. Start using what these holistic physicians say. Use the acetyl L-carnitine. Use the nutrients that rebuild, restore, and create cellular life.
That is, you know, I mean, and all, it's been a leader. Acetyl L-carnitine has been a leader. We've learned this years and years ago amongst European doctors. European doctors have used it for the heart in so many different ways. They've mm-hmm. known about this for years. It's been one of their main players along with their CoQ cardio-Q10, their active form, and acetyl L-carnitine for the brain. And also the brain function that it helps dramatically improve with brain function, which is a very, very, very important aspect of everything else, you know? And they go on and on. But, you know, it's interesting. We have said so often, all right, we have said so often about getting away from the sugars and focusing on organic proteins, organic vegetables, and healthy organic fats. Not just for weight loss, but also for the brain, et cetera, and so forth. So here's a big thing that just came out from Newsmax in the medical report. A ketogenic diet, high in the good fats and organic proteins and low in carbs, can do more than help with weight loss and controlling blood sugar. A recent medical study published in the journal Communications Biology found that this diet, the ketogenic diet, significantly delays the early stages of Alzheimer's-related memory loss. Researchers from the University of California, Davis, say the early memory loss is comparable to the mild cognitive impairment that precedes fully developed Alzheimer's disease in people. And here they were quoted saying, data supports the idea that the ketogenic diet and in general, and BHB, a chemical produced by the body, to specifically delay mild cognitive impairment and can delay full-blown Alzheimer's disease, says the co-responding author, Gina Cardapara, a biochemist and pharmacologist with the University of California Davis School of Medicine. I want you to talk about this in a second here.
Because they reduce inflammation.
The diet, the keto diet, shifts the body's metabolism from using glucose as the main fuel source to burning fat and producing ketones for energy. It has been used since 1921 to suppress epileptic seizures.
Inflammation.
And is still the therapy of choice for recurrent juvenile seizures. And a previous study from the university, researchers found that a ketogenic diet increases longevity, that's length of life, and improves physical strength. And the ketogenic diet increased memory, motor function, and decreased age-related markers of inflammation.
You got it, baby. I couldn't have said it any better.
Well,
it's
I
phenomenal.
Didn't say it. I'm just quoting then, but I there's a lot that I didn't know about all of that, how important it is in so many ways.
Well, the healthy fats reduce inflammation. Inflammation doesn't just happen in your thumbs or your knees or your lower back. Inflammation happens in every cell in your body. When you feed your body the inflammatory sugars and excess carbohydrates. It's just that simple, say holistic physicians and medical research. It isn't that, they don't get the fact that it's simple. The fact is, if you replace the junk in your life with real food, with real concentrated nutrition, your body performs at a much higher level of efficiency. So help your brain, help your heart. The heart, again, phenomenal, a phenomenal organ that it pumps all that blood every day. But in that blood are all the nutrients you need if you're eating the right nutrients. The oxygen, okay? It's pumping oxygen to your brain, oxygen to your little toe, oxygen to your liver and your lungs and your kidneys and every vital organ, every cell in your body. Oxygen is very important and removing the toxic effects of inflammation. All of it because you're feeding your body the right raw materials, the right things that create life. And that's what you want to do. As long as you're breathing, you want to create life.
Right. And it's good that you said this, dear, but by stopping inflammation and all, because again, Blaylock was just reporting also about MD that here's the thing, and this goes along with what you said about how cells regenerate. Mm-hmm. Well, he says here, all cells contain special suicide genes.
Okay.
We don't want that.
No.
The function of which, okay, but
they do
saying,
want that.
He says here, the function of these suicide genes is to kill cells that are damaged so badly that they risk becoming cancerous. Okay. One example is the P, as in PET, you know, P53 gene. Approximately, says the doctor, 50% of cancers are found to have mutations of this special gene. This prevents the cells from self-destructing, allowing the development of cancer.
Uh-huh.
Cancers with mutated P53 suicide genes are highly resistant to conventional treatments. Most people are exposed to a number of cancer-causing agents and environmental risks on a daily basis. These include, listen to this, many toxic dietary ingredients, which you have said many times.
Your food choice.
The food choices and the chemicals and loaded with lead and all the things that we have been quoting
here. The colorings, preservatives, all the chemicals.
Right. Toxic metals, nicotine, tobacco smoke, excess alcohol, unrelieved stress, and here he goes, exposure to pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. Just as we were talking, the Roundup, the Monsanto, all those chemicals sprayed on
right
the...
There.
And medications, he says, such as statins, that's the cholesterol drugs, steroids.
Statins destroy cellular membrane. Statins create diabetes.
That's right.
Statins create weak muscles, protein breakdown, cellular breakdown. Statins create a weak heart muscle. Can you get that?
Right, because they take away CoQ10.
It destroys CoQ10.
CoQ10, there you go.
Cardio-Q10 is destroyed by statin drugs.
That's
okay.
Right.
So when you impede natural function for a desired biochemical end, maybe it's not the right way to go. Holistic physicians say that's not the right way to go. If you want a strong heart, feed the heart what the heart needs
that's
to stay
right.
alive.
That's right.
Okay.
And don't try to reduce the toxic fats with that terrible drug. Use the acetyl-L-carnitine and the NAC, et cetera.
And instead of adding sugar to anything, here's what holistic physicians talked about. Ad infinitum. Don't add sugar to anything. Eat an apple. Eat a pear, eat a banana, have some papaya, have some watermelon, have a whole fruit, okay?
In minor amounts. It doesn't have to be over amounts and not a glass of fruit juice.
Nobody's talking major over amounts. Everybody's talking you need some glucose, and eating some fruit gives you that bioidentical, utilizable form of blood sugar.
Right.
That's important, okay? But adding sugar, adding a lot of bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whizbangs and yum-yums and wee-wees, all those things are made with flour or grain, which convert into sugar.
And loads of chemicals and everything
else.
And he makes a very important point here when he's talking about the medications. And this, you know, he says the statin steroids, and he says, and another major class that causes cancer, he says, is the TNF alpha inhibitors, a class of drugs used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases, increase cancer risk by suppressing the immune system. So what we've heard endlessly, we hear endlessly, and one of the reasons we had the top specialists put together, all from the plants and free of allergens and no side effects, is pain power.
Pain power is amazing stuff. Pain power is
Instead
remarkable.
Instead of those toxic drugs. Tell them about pain power.
Well, pain power, you've heard of curcumin. You've heard of curcumin being an anti-inflammatory. Well, curcumin is found in a very special herb called turmeric. And turmeric has renowned effects for reducing inflammation and pain and so on. But you got to take a lot of turmeric to get the amount of curcumin you're finding in pain power. The curcumin and pain power extracted from turmeric is 2,000% more concentrated than what you find in any turmeric substance. Add turmeric, add curcumin with natokinase, which is an enzyme, anti-inflammatory. Serratiopeptidase, peptidase, which is an enzyme, an anti-inflammatory. Add boswellia, which is an anti-inflammatory. Add some piperine, which guarantees maximal absorption. And you have a product which is major anti-inflammatory, which does what? Puts out the fire. What does fire do? Fire, excess heat, destroys the microscopic little molecules, the microscopic little cells, the microscopic little mitochondria. Fire puts them out. Fire destroys it.
That's right.
As a lady explained to me one day, as I was talking about inflammation, she said, "My God, the fire, the heat, it destroys all the healthy cells." I couldn't have said it better.
You know, and going right along with what you say, as a, you know, Blaylock is saying here, he says here, just as you said, when he's saying the concept of inflammation in the body, this is what the doctor says, most people think of inflammation merely as something that happens in their joints and muscles. Like when you lift something you shouldn't, or you exercise too vigorously, and then you feel pain, stiffness, or swelling. What most people don't know, says the doctor, is that when it comes to inflammation, joint or muscle problems are just the tip of a very large and hazardous iceberg. If you are middle-aged, overweight, sedentary, stressed out, not sleeping well, if you eat junk food, sugary desserts, or have other bad habits, you should heed the warning, iceberg, dead ahead. Like you were a passenger on the Titanic. Because under the surface of that iceberg, you can see with your eyes the process of inflammation has been festering silently for years, maybe decades. Most people don't even know they're on a collision course with the part of the iceberg they can't see. That part affects the heart, brain, lungs, eyes, blood vessels, and all other organs. And he summarizes by saying, inflammation affects your entire body, not just your joints. It even makes you grow old before your time.
And your brain. Inflammation of the brain. Inflammation of the heart muscle. Inflammation burns. We're talking again, what? Microscopic little pieces of stuff called cells. And the combination of cells, if they're healthy, produces a healthy heart or a vibrant brain. If they're not so healthy from being burned up, what do they produce? That's what they produce.
Right. And can you read this? Because this has to do also in the medical reports about vaccine-related dangers and inflammation.
Oh,
right.
God.
Here
all
in that
all the mercury that's in vaccines.
Read it's that. Okay. And vaccine-related inflammation.
Okay. I got it. See it. This is directly from the doctor, word for word, folks. And he says the COVID-19 injections produce constant inflammation by the spike proteins, along with obstruction of many capillaries, as well as major blood vessels. Another, oh my God, this is just what we've been talking about.
Yes, it is.
The inflammation destroys what? The tiny little capillaries, the proteins, and the major blood vessels, and the tissue itself. Eventually, says the doctor, the mRNA, these vaccines, which were all untested, unproven to be effective, will become incorporated into the cell's DNA and will in turn produce a number of alterations, mostly harmful, says the doctor. The alterations last for a lifetime in a person's genome. The injections were not properly tested before being administered to several billion people.
Oh.
This is a completely new type of drug, and we have no idea what the results will eventually be for people who were vaccinated. As I mentioned, it's untested. As he corroborates, it was untested. In addition, experts have suggested that the injections will be transmitted to offspring.
Wow.
Any progeny, any children, any babies you have, any children you have. And those injections shorten the lifespan of an entire generation of people. When these vaccine injections were released, I predicted, said the doctor, we would see a drastic increase in autism spectrum disorders and in known neurological diseases, as well as new neurological diseases never seen before. This has all come true. In addition, says the doctor, miscarriages have increased among pregnant women who were vaccinated, as have birth defects in their offspring. And another cardiologist, that's in that particular article, another cardiologist has stated he used to see maybe one cardiomyopathy case a year. He's a cardiologist. Since the vaccines are on the market, he sees two a day. Cardiomyopathy, inflammation, burning up of the cells of the muscle of the heart.
Yeah, and you know, the other doctors go on endlessly talking about Epstein-Barr virus and all of that, and people writing in, what do we do about the Epstein-Barr? And the doctors reporting that it's associated with that virus is associated with malignancy and other immuno-excitotoxic problems. The more powerful virus inhibitors include, okay, and he said the one thing that can really help is curcumin. He's saying it's at the top of the list, significant antiviral properties, okay? And they completely help to lower the viruses that occur in the body. And again, the NAC is being listed, and vitamin D3 and other nutrients, okay?
And the curcumin, what is pain power? Curcumin concentrate.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
The all anti-inflammatories. All anti-inflammatories. They put out the cellular fire.
Right.
Putting out the cellular fire stops the cellular destruction. Stopping the cellular destruction stops the pain.
Right. And that even goes on to say that those supplements such as NAC, natokinase, and all of these things, he said, have to do with reducing the inflammation and preventing the growth of these toxic, you know, viruses and
herbs.
They are making really strong points about how wonderful great nutrients can be. And what really gets me as a very allergic person and a youngish guy, I mean, he's youngish next to me. He said, I just had to come in and say that your husband, you were on another consultation, said, told me about pain power. He said, I had illness. I had all kinds of things that were going on wrong with me. And when he gave me the pain power and some supportive nutrients, I feel like a new person. I feel everything is better in my whole life. And I know he says it's a broad spectrum that I had been affected.
That's beautiful.
But all the inflammation is gone. Digesting my food, I'm energetic, I have that. And he says, please tell your hubby, I'm telling you right now, how much
God.
He was helped by doing that without the terrible drugs and their serious side effects, but with nutrients that support the growth of life, okay? Not death, the growth of life. And when you want the growth of life and when you want good things for your life, you come to Alive and Well. Because Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you in every conceivable way. And I want to say, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medicines or take them off doctor's area. We just love to share information. There's never a charge, never a charge, never a charge. One-on-one with you. Just love to share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. So call the 877-4950, 877-4950 for any one of our great services there, but also to set up a time one-on-one with Dennis or with me so we're not with somebody else or doing something else or not there. So make a time. And again, no charge, no obligation, but we love
to And we're there 6 days a week.
We are there 6 days a week. And don't forget, call that 877-4950 for shipping out products or doing anything, for having all of your marvelous things ready at the broth cafe, anything. And again, have the parties there. Have the groups there. Eat the wonderful foods. Eat the wonderful smoothies. Eat the beautiful vegetable juices, etc. that are not going to in any way harm you, but are going to help you, and you're going to also satisfy your palate and your being. Because again, I don't like elimination. I like substitution with joyful and wondrous foods. That is the way, okay? The way is Alive and Well. Alive and Well. We love you. We care about you. And we are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.